You could equate these protests with a marathon. Instead of one big rally on the steps of the Capitol, members of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees have held smaller daily protests in the building's rotunda. Their green t-shirts have become ubiquitous over the past month. On days when lawmakers and the Budget Conference Committee sit down to talk, Ask Me members fill several rows of the audience. John Keyes represents workers at the Red Granite Correctional Institution. This is the fifth time he's visited the Capitol to protest.
Showing a presence down here in the Capitol keeps it fresh in your mind that we're a force within the political arena, and we're also these guys' constituents, so we do vote. We vote in mass.
The protester signs take direct aim at Assembly Republicans. 51 GOP lawmakers there passed a budget that scales back state workers' benefits, privatizes some corrections jobs, and cuts more than $90 million set aside for public employee raises. The moves bothered union members enough that they passed a resolution saying they wouldn't endorse anyone who supported the plan. But Keyes says Republicans can still make things right.
I mean, the door isn't totally closed. If they come around to our way of thinking or to the common sense way of thinking, the door isn't closed. We can then, you know, renew our relationship with some of them, and some of them have.
For example, Oshkosh Republican Senator Carol Ressler sent a well-publicized letter to leadership on Wednesday, speaking out in favor of restoring money for public employee wages. GOP Representative Joan Balweg made a similar request to Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch earlier this month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.